Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Tell me you're making a TV show about the overheated, competitive world of high school glee clubs, and I'll take a permanent pass. Tell me you're doing a show about the overheated, competitive world of high school gymnastics, and I'll probably still keep moving on. But sprinkle in talented grown-ups such as Perry Gilpin of Frasier and Candace Cameron Bure of Full House, and how can Mr. Media say no? Even better, let these beautiful women drop by the old radio show, even though we can't see them, to chat up ABC Family's new summer series, Make It or Break It, debuting on Monday, June 22nd at 9 p.m., and I'm your man. But first, here's a clip of Make It or Break It.
Monday, June 22nd, a new ABC Family original series. In a place of promise and possibility, there are those groomed to succeed, and those whose success...
That's Emily Kimeko.
...hasn't come easy.
The one they found on a playground?
Behind every great champion, there's a greater story to be told.
We still wonder if we did the right thing by making this our whole lives.
There's absolutely no dating.
This tape's sneaking around.
In the arena of dreams.
Let her vault.
What?
Dad said he's going to take care of Emily. What do you mean, take care of her?
I'm going to make sure you get buried.
A new kind of rivalry will begin.
This is my shot. You can do anything you want.
The world premiere of Make It or Break It, Monday, June 22nd, after the season premiere of Secret Life, only on ABC Family.
It sounds so serious when that voiceover announcer does it. Perry and Candace, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm doing great.
So, I got to ask, are either of you former gymnasts?
No.
Yes, you have to see my beam.
I've gotten pretty good on the bars, though.
And I was hoping one of you would offer to show me your beam, but that's not really what I was expecting.
Didn't come out right.
it opens a whole world of questions I just don't want to ask.
Yeah, that'd be reserved for Bob Saget. We'll leave it to
yeah,
him.
Well, why don't we seriously start with what attracted each of you to Make It or Break It? And Perry, maybe you should go first.
I read the script, and I, you know, they said there's a mom part on this show about gymnasts, and I'm like, oh, great, I'm sure, blah, blah, blah. You know, it will be, I thought it'd be like the Charlie Brown kind of mom. But what I loved about it was the, you know, the characters, the young athletes, the girls, and the guys involved in the pilot and the show all had this very real-sounding dialogue, and the scenes really felt authentic to me, and like the way really young people really do communicate with each other, and there was a savviness to them, as you know, that I think most young people have today compared to the shows that were on when I was a kid. But also, and I think they had it then too, I think this whole network is just a little more real, and then also the situation that they're in is so heightened. The stakes are so high because they're going through all the normal things that people their age go through, but they're phenomenally talented athletes that are competing on a global level. And then I moved into the part of the script where they started to have these talks with their parents, and you saw the involvement that the parents have in their lives, and then also those relationships seemed very authentic and very different with each family. And one of the things I loved about the pilot as well as the script was that you get to know a lot of people that are very different really fast, without a lot of exposition, as they say. And I thought it was great. I couldn't wait to get to work.
Oh, that's tremendous. I was just going to say, maybe you just like hanging out with gymnasts. I wasn't really sure what the answer was going to be.
Well, and I was telling them today, with the whole set full of these young, you know, gorgeous girls and guys stretching out and doing everything, I could just sort of pass away in my trailer and no one would ever know.
Oh, that is so sad. Sad. Candace, how did you get involved here?
Well, I was a bit of a late addition to the show, and ABC Family came to me after they'd already shot the pilot and had offered to write a part for me in there, and so I got to view it and the pilot, and I felt an instant connection because it was based on competitive gymnastics and a competitive sport. And my husband was a professional hockey player for 13 years, and I had really ducked out of the business for a while to be a stay-at-home mom and support my husband in his career and moved to so many different cities while he played hockey. And I've lived in the sports world for quite a long time now, and I know what that's like, because it's not just about sports. It's about business, it's about politics, and it's about entertainment. And so it was an instant connection for me. And then the character that they had written for me, her name is Summer, and she is the girlfriend of one of the dads whose daughter is a gymnast. And the daughter, Lauren, she's the mean girl of the bunch. And she and her dad are kind of willing to do what it takes to make her number one, or to manipulate situations so she can be the best. Sometimes I wonder why Summer's even with this family, because Summer's a very nice, sweet Christian woman, but she's a smart cookie, and it just makes for a very kind of rocky relationship with the daughter Lauren, which is fun to play.
I have to ask you, Candace. I mean, how will you ever put Full House behind you when you turn up on a new show where your boyfriend's last name is Canner?
I know, ironic, right? When I saw the pilot, I was in the room and I just said, "You got to stop it. Seriously, it's Tanner." And they had already shot the pilot. They had tried to change it actually, and it was just. It was just a fluky thing, but they, like I said, they had already shot the pilot, so I couldn't do anything about the name.
Well, Perry, speaking of the names in the show, Emily Kometko, is that too much of a shout out to Steve?
I know, I love that, and I think about that all the time. I don't know why Holly gave that name to the Kometkos, but it's great, isn't it? It's a great name.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, okay, talk about us. We're Kometkos. tell us a little bit, too, about, well, actually, I want to come back a minute. Candace, you were mentioning about your husband, who, of course, played in the NHL all those years. Which do you think is tougher, NHL bruisers or teenage girls in gymnastics competition?
I don't know. They can probably go head-to-head verbally. Even athletically, it's difficult when you're in kind of a single sport, so to speak. And as much as my husband played on a team, it's very individual, because you need to come in there in top shape and top form to be able to outperform the others and shine. So it's difficult in gymnastics in that you are on a team with other girls, and yet you're competing individually, and you got to shine amongst your teammates. And, all of it takes such a level of commitment and dedication that most of us regular folk don't understand. They go to a completely different level of commitment than most of us have to make.
I'm pretty sure that I know, Candace, that you have children. Perry, I think you have children. Am I correct?
Yeah, I do. I have twin girls who are 5.
Oh, okay. So you're probably at the, maybe if they're playing soccer and they're running in different directions, and maybe that kind of thing. And,
right. Exactly. It's all just so, play.
So you haven't reached that competitive level where they're trying to knock people on their butts yet.
No. Well, they do that too, but they're not trying to do it yet.
And Candace, are any of your kids old enough to be playing competitive sports?
Yeah, they are. My kids are 10, 9, and 7 years old, and two of them, my older two, they compete in tennis tournaments. They compete USTA, and then my two boys also just started hockey, and my little 7-year-old is determined to be a hockey player, and he lost his two front teeth right now, so he's really looking like a hockey player.
Any concerns with either of you, especially being involved with the show now, looking as your kids get a little older to how much you want them to compete or how hard?
I think in my family I'm not worried about it at all. I'm actually expecting it because of my husband's background. He's really training, especially my boys, only because my daughter, she plays tennis, but it's not her first love. But he's really training the boys to be professional athletes if that's if they can make it. They love it. They're athletic, and my husband knows what it takes. So I'm very comfortable in that because he's been in it himself. He knows how far to push, when to push, when to pull back, and he knows what it takes.
All right. I got more questions for both of you, but we have a caller, so let's see what they have to say. Hi, do you have a question for Perry or Candace?
Yeah, for Canvas, for Make It or Break It, how many episodes have you done so far?
We have shot 8 episodes so far, and we have two more to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Perry, I'm thinking, weren't you pregnant near the end of the run on Frasier?
Yeah. They were born about 5 days before the last show aired.
Wow.
And Jane had a baby in December before the end of the season, the end of the last season. So we were both kind of in baby world that whole last season.
I guess you kind of reach a point where you got to get on with your lives, whether you're doing the shows or not.
Well, yeah, life sort of has a way of taking over. No matter what.
Now, here's a little clip of Perry sounding a little like a frisky Roz with an equally frisky comeback from her new TV husband that could have been lifted from Frasier, I think. And this is a scene from Make It or Break It.
Girls, come on!
So how's Payson?
Oh, well, you know Payson. Totally controlled, totally focused.
Becca, totally unfocused.
I know he said we'd stop asking.
That's never stopped us.
Do you still wonder if we did the right thing by making this our whole life? Is it fair to Becca?
All the time. Sometimes I wonder if it's fair to Payson.
I thought the big drama with our kid would be things like the prom.
Remember our prom?
Yeah. I think that's how we got the kid.
I still think that you had a booty call with Bruce Jenner that you're not telling me about. Hey!
That's a cute one.
It's a very good line. And Perry, coming from all those years on Frasier where you used to firecracker wit every week in the show's dialogue, I mean, it must make you a little picky about what parts interest you.
Well, sure, and, that was a hard act to follow. Those were a lot of years of great stuff to get to do. But like you said, life goes on. And what I loved about this when I read the script was, well, first of all, I was sort of hoping to do something different than a sitcom. And, the last few years, there haven't been a lot of those anyway. So I wanted to try to do, single camera. But the problem with that is so many of them shoot out of state, or if you're the lead or even one of the leads, you just are never home. And with little kids, I can't see doing that. Or so it's kind of a dilemma. And then this is so perfect because it's a large cast. I love the woman that created the show. She is so smart, and there's this authenticity to it that I really believe these kids when they talk to each other, and I believe these kids when they talk to their parents, and like the scene that just, that sounds like a real couple to me, you know, that might really exist somewhere. So I just loved all that about it, and it looked like it, you know, there was just potential to have such a good time, and there's evil characters and good characters and misled characters, and it's just a lot of fun. And I know that ABC Family is interested in exploring, as they say, a new kind of family, and I just thought that's kind of where I want to be as a mom in real life, and then also to go play a mom. I thought it was perfect, you know, and it's really fun.
Well, they're definitely looking for a new type of family, aren't they? I mean, here we're it's not that these families don't exist. I mean, but you know, this show, we've got the Mean Girls aspect of it, and then the Secret Life of the American Teenager. You have the pregnant girl. I mean, these are things that, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, I don't think we would have seen these girls on Full House. Do you, Candace?
No, definitely not. But there is surely a place for shows like Full House. I'm appreciative of those shows, and being a mom myself, the content's extremely important to me, and what we're teaching our children and what we're even allowing them to view. And even this show, while it's on ABC Family, they are responsible in depicting life today for a lot of families. But even as a mom, I'm very aware of what my children watch, and I think there's still even age appropriateness in which this show isn't for young children. I don't think that my kids will even watch Make It or Break It, because they do deal with teen subjects and with sex and drugs and body image. And, you know, my kids are young. So there's definitely a place for shows like Full House, where we, as parents, we can safely allow our children to watch and not worry about whether they'll be exposed to something that isn't age appropriate.
Wait a minute, what about Bob Saget?
Exactly. I grew up with that. I grew up way too fast.
So are you going to blame everything bad that's happened to you on Saget? Because you can if you want.
Yes,
no,
absolutely.
We're blaming him for all the dirty jokes in our lives.
All the dirty jokes in America.
Terry, you're blaming him too?
Well, you know, I work out. I know Bob. I know Bob because I work out at the gym with him, and Candace was there too for a while. And so, yeah, I know Bob's little spicy act. And you know what Candace was saying about Make It or Break It being appropriate for littler kids? It probably isn't. But what is cool, and I'm sure she'll agree with me, what's cool about this is some of these scenes and things that happen are you know, they're not typical primetime family fare. But what I do think will happen is it will open up dialogues between kids and their moms and dads in a very organic way about this stuff. And that's what excites me, too, is the idea of opening up that forum for people, introducing the subject, and maybe see if people can talk about it and be open and make some guidelines or boundaries within their own family about
Absolutely.
Some of these things, you know?
I'm holding out. I coach middle school girls soccer, and I'm really holding out since we've got a Glee Club show and a gymnastics show. I'm waiting for one of the networks to come up with a girls middle school soccer show. So I'm ready for that one. Candace, now I couldn't find a clip of you yet in Make It or Break It. Of course, the show doesn't debut until Monday. But I wonder if you could give us a kind of a cold reading of some of your dialogue completely out of context.
No.
Oh.
Oh, you're
you could just make something.
I know. I should make something up, but I can't even think about it. Did I already tell you what my character was like? I've done so many interviews today, I can't remember.
You did. But, like, we had a really great scene the other day where I just can't believe. Should we do it? Do you remember it?
No, yeah. I'm like,
do you remember?
I remember some of it.
I had this, like, I'm, like, asking her, what about this guy do you like? You know, and it's probably this guy that she's engaged to, and it's probably, like, the rudest scene I've had as my character. And I kept going, isn't this kind of rude?
But my character, she really is such a nice woman and a smart woman, and it's kind of like, why are you with this manipulative man? But he's kind of cute and funny, and I think there's a heart underneath there that nobody else in the gym sees. But Summer works with him 24 hours a day because she was has been his assistant for 3 years and knows him well, and you know, sees the softer side of him that no one else does.
Candace, Perry's phone line just dropped out, so I'm hoping she'll call back in. So let me ask you this. I guess sorry?
That was me.
Oh, okay. we talked a little bit about Bob Saget. Have you kept in touch with any of the other folks from Full House? Everyone seems to still be in the public eye these years.
Yeah, I don't take anyone from the show. We were miserable together. No, I do. I do keep in touch with most of the cast from the show. It's like, you know, they were like a second family, and you work together. You know, we were on the show together for 8 years, and we were a tight-knit bunch. So, we absolutely see each other at least a few times a year and hang out, go out to dinner.
And, Perry, did I hear you back on the line?
Yeah, we're both sitting here
together.
Good.
Oh, good. Okay, I heard a line drop out. I had a line drop out. And I was going to say to you, I saw John Mahoney resurface on Burn Notice a few weeks ago.
I just wondered. What? Sorry.
Well, I was just wondering the same thing. If you've had much contact with the people we all know you from.
Yeah, we all are talk a lot and keep in touch. And John was actually here in town doing a play at the Geffen Theater with Bob Saget. No, I'm just kidding. And I'm just kidding. But John played this hilarious old Irish drunk guy. You know, just it's, you know, typecasting. What can I say? But I'm just teasing. But he is such a doll. And he, you know, he had like the next 10 years lined up after he left Frasier to do theater because that's his first love. And he is like he's like an Olympic athlete. He just goes from play to play. And I don't know. You know, that just takes so much energy. But he's great. Kelsey's got a new show on ABC called Hank. And David's doing a Broadway play. And Jane is basking in the sun in Malibu right now. And I'm sure she'll be with us working anytime she wants to, actually. But she's doing great. Everybody's doing great.
Is there much call or opportunity for the group of you to, you know, regather, maybe doing a play? You all seem very theatrical, and certainly that show had great theatrical stage-type moments.
I don't know of anything. It would be so much fun, and it would be so great just to be with everybody again. And we would do stuff like that. We would do readings of plays for fundraisers and stuff like that, and we all supported different causes, and we'd get all together and do those things. But, you know, it's not everyone's so all over the place in the country. And I don't know. Someone had a brunch the other day from Frasier, and everyone who was in town came, and that was just awesome, just for our kids to play together, you know. So I think we'll probably all see each other on a personal basis, and it would be so great to work together. I just don't know if that's ever going to happen.
All right. Well, I know we're about to run out of time, so I want to tell everybody that you can catch the lovely Perry Gilpin and the equally lovely Candace Cameron Bure every Monday night this summer in Make It or Break It on the ABC Family Channel at 9 p.m. And you can check out previews of the show and a blog about the show at www.abcfamily.com. Perry and Candace, this was a lot of fun, and thank you both so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bob.
And good luck with the show. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And for more interviews with your favorite sitcom stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Curb Your Enthusiasm, My Name is Earl, Weeds, Chuck, which I consider a sitcom, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. and subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. It's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for listening to the show today and giving up a piece of your day to spend it with us. I hope you'll come back real soon, and thanks for listening, everybody.